Abode by John McCarthy. When the tree fell on the roof of our bedroom last winter, under its own iced weight and dead bark riddled by pine beetles and fat squirrels burrowing trunk-fallen branches to stay warm, we were hiding under electric-heated blankets. You were asleep, with a cold and dreaming from a shot of NyQuil, and I was enjoying an imaginary conversation with you inside my uncovered head, while rasping frost attached itself like ivy to the window stuck open from dried paint, its tracks filled with dead leaves and insect shells. The razored wind drafted in like an idling car engine. That's how my workday begins. Unable to afford to fix the roof properly, Y-shaped cracks split our walls and reach upward like arms, straining to stop the ceiling from caving. How easy it would be to let it. But that's the distinct, tragic thing about two bodies lying in a bed together. We have to get up and leave each other daily to keep this chipped paint and exposed drywall.